on top of Sadi Zayin Amud Aleph. And the Mor was discussing who the Mekoshesh was. Rabbi Kiva said it was Slofchad. Rabbi Yehuda said, but Rabbi Yehuda and Beseira said that was not proper for him to point that out. The Mor says he was from the Mapilim, and we had Rashi to do. This Gemara is a Rashi, top Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda and Beseira accused Rabbi Kiva of revealing something which is not in the Torah. There's Gzera Shav in the Torah. The Torah is not hidden it. The Shabbat is like the Torah has explained it. He had no such Masurah for Gzera Shabbat. A person cannot make up his own Gzera on his own. So, and Tosfos asks Akasha, why doesn't he now accept Rabbi Kiva's Masurah? Because he had his calculation of the Gzera Shabbat differently. The daughter stressed he was his own chait and was not part of the das karach. Maybe the apilu. They went up to the har. So he wasn't the Mekoshesh, which is Chilul Shabbos, he was something less than that. So Rabbi Kiva, who said he was the Mekoshesh Shabbos, that's something beyond which you have no right to say that. Right?
Yeah, but it's still a problem to say that, in other words, he did a chet.
Well, Pazer said he did a chet.
Okay, but
saying of the various different time which existed in the Midbar, this is, he did something. He wasn't an Adas Karach. He wasn't different than everybody else when it comes to the Meraglim. So what are they stressing with Chetoy Meis? They did something else besides. So what are you left with? The only two other options are the Apilu and the Mekoshesh. It's the only two people we have who are dying over there in the Pesukim. Okay. Kiyotze, the Mor says, Kiyotze B'davar, similar. We have the following conversation. So Hashem was angry at them and he went away. By Aaron and Miriam. Aaron also became a Mitzara. Because it says, Boam, both of them. Plural. If what you're saying is correct, the Torah still did not reveal it. Only said that Miriam became a Mitzaras. And if you're wrong, atam mutzilaz al shitzadik, giving mutzilaz on Aaron, Moshe ve'elo haksiv bom. Hashem was angry at them. Moshe says, "Ahu ben azifa ba'alma." That was just he was showing an anger at them. It wasn't that he became a mitzvah. Tanya, but then Brisa command Omer af Aaron mitzara the tzadik ifan Aaron al meryom behinei mitzuraas. So what's Lashon of Vayifan Aaron? Tona Shaponim Yitzaratzoi. He left his Tzaras and focused on to her Tzaras. Amar Eish Lakish. Achar Shep Eksherim is like a Begufa person who mistakenly accuses or at least assumes that somebody else is doing something improper. He himself is punished. They see Behenli Amin Alik. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klai Yisrael, says to Kadosh Baruch about Klai Yisrael, they're not going to listen when I say I'm here to be girl then. Vagaya kama kujabrichu the mehemni Yisrael. Kleisel is going to believe. So he's chashibik sheir. Amaloi hein maminim b'nei maminim. They are maminim, the children of maminim. Vato ein sof kol ha'amin, and you're not going to be. Hein maminim d'chsiv v'yamin ho'am. They believed. B'nei maminim. From Avram, b'hemin v'ashem. Ato ein sof kol ha'amin. Shedemar, yan lo heman to be. Moshe Rabbeinu was not considered a maimin. By the chet of Meimarivo, I mean my deloka. Who said he got a punishment? To see, but Yemer Hashem loy oid, Aben Yoda bechikecha, and his hand became a hetzaras. Rashi, Shponam etzaratoy, Kadam shenisrapa, Kadam venisrapa. He left his saras first. In the Yoda etzaras, Hanol loyke bekufi. v'yetzia v'hine yodzoi. Acher ha'yitzia m'tziras ha'shalag. I'm sorry, that's right, the next piece of Gemara. Omer Rav v'yitema Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina. Mida tzeba m'meheres lova m'midas peronis. The Rosham's goodness comes before his punishment. It comes more quickly than punishment. Dila m'midas peronis k'zib v'yetzia. He took his hand out. First he took it out, and then there was Tziras. He said when he put his hand back in and it went away, he took it out. As he took it out, already it was, it's dressing already, it was, had been healed. As soon as it left the chayk, it was like back to like the regular skin. Third line, after it became a mitzvah, to stress that as soon as it was in the chayk already, as it was coming out, it was already shava. So he made it into a tannin, and then after it became a mata again, then it was able to now go swallow it. So not only could it swallow all of the other ones, but even as a staff, it was able to do that. Okay. That's the end of the Gada, so back into the Hilchus.
What was the connection to that?
With the Hemshech of the Psukim. It was the next, Nez. That was the next Ois. I mean, that's my only, the only connection that I could see. Okay. Mishuz Yochid, Mishuz Yochid. So, there's close to the Rebbe Kiva, and the Chacham, Rebbe Kiva says, Chacham, Chacham, say Potter. So, boy, Rabba. Rabba has the following question. We discussed, we had this before. Lamatim yasara pligi is a machlokes in Rekiv and Chachamim where the item is traveling in the air below 10 tefachim. Hopefully, this is the machlokes. The Bar Sabar Rekiv holds a reading klus of kamasha huncha. So, it's traveling in the airspace of the Shusarab, which is with below 10 tefachim, so it's within the airspace of the Shusarab. Rekiva holds is the concept of kluta kamasha huncha. So, once it's in the airspace and it's in it, it's enveloped in it. It's as if it's landed. Umar saber the chacham holds l'armina kluta kamasha huncha. We don't say that, but avol malam yisora di rekol potter. But if a person would be throwing it above 10 tefachim, it's not a mishas sarab. It's not going to be chay. V'lo yafin and zarek mimoshin. Even though we know that moshin. We learn out from the Masa Ben Kenei Kehos that Moshit, which was done above 10 Tvachim, is Chayiv, from one Mishus HaYachad to the other Mishus HaYachad, above the airspace of the Mishus HaRabim, that's Moshit. Zarek is different. That's one explanation of the Mechaykes. By Dilma, alternatively, Dilma, Lamalami Asar Pliki, but hopefully the Mechaykes is above 10 Tvachim. The Mar Sabar, Yafin and Zarek from Moshit, Rekiva holds you do learn out Zarek from Moshit. And even though it's above 10 tefachim, the same way Moshit works above 10 tefachim, Zarek also works above 10 tefachim. Marsav the Chama say, Leyafin Zarek from Moshit. But and according to this understanding, we can conclude Avolamatim Yud Divrekol Eschayev. My time includes the Kamasha Huncha Dami. So this is Rabbi's question: is the argument in Kluz the Kamasha Huncha? Is the argument in Zarek from Moshit? There's a third option. They're arguing two arguments, but the more doesn't want to assume that they're arguing in two separate arguments without having any you know source for that. So that was Rabba's question. Amar B'Yosef. So B'Yosef said back, "Ha milsa ibaya leilu Rav Chista." Rav Chista already had asked this question. "Upashta niyale." Rav Hanuna answered it from based on the following. "Miha." Raisa says, So the Braisa stresses he was traveling in the Rishus Rabbim itself, Rikiba Mechai, Bechom and Poichim. So that's how the Braisa presents it. So the Kamer Rishus Rabbim Atzma says, stressing that it was in the Rishus Rabbim itself, it's coming to Peshitta, obviously talking about Lamata Miyasar Pligi, they're arguing in Lamata Miyasar. Yeah. Morris says, yeah, so that's a good ride. Morris says, no, Ubi Mai. Well, no, and then the Morris says, okay, they're talking about the Matim Yisar. That's clear, they're talking about that they're discussing in the Shazram itself, the Matim Yisar. What case are they arguing about? If you're talking about the person that's actually carrying it, he's walking with it, carrying it. So, the Matim Yisar, who? The Mechayev, the Malam Yud Loy Mechayev. You tell me you're not chayiv if you carry it above 10 tvachim. Va'omer Rabbi Elazar, hamotzim masir lamalam yisar is chayiv shekein masir b'nei kohos. So you can't be stressing. According to the Chacham, you tell me, listen, Rishus Yachid, Rishus Rav is not chayiv. But according to Rabbi Kiva is stressing it's below yud. But the case was he carried from Rishus Yachid A to Rishus Yachid B to Rishus Rav. What? As much as Rabbi Kiva holds that you can be chayiv below 10 tvachim, from Imam Rishus Yachid until Rishus Yachid, he should be chayv above 10 tvachim also. Because we know carrying Rishus Rabbim for Amis is chayv. So, but even if it's above 10 tvachim, that was Masa B'nei Kohos. So, as much as you tell me you don't need that kira and the hanochah and the Rishus Rabbim, so Marv above you should also be chayv. So, we should have a chosen and Rikiv and the Chachamim and the Malam Yud also. If that's the case, in case of Maverick. El Allah says no. Bizarik, the Bryce is mostly talking about the case of Bizarik. And it stresses Rishus Rabbim Atzma, Lamata Misar Hudu Mechayiv, Lamata Misar Hudu Mechayiv, Shamino, Bekluza Kamashahunga Pligi Shmamino. So, Rav Hamnuna proved from this Bryce that they're arguing in Kluza Kamashahunga. Most of the Pligi de Rabbalazar, this argument is on Rabbalazar. So Rabbi Elazar, this is the Rabbi Elazar, the Amora says no, that Rikiva was talking about the Malam Yud and telling you the Malam Yud, you're going to be chayv according to Rikiva. So why did it stress Rishus Rabbim Atzma? Why did it tell you Rishus Rabbim Atzma l'dichah keichad rabbanon? That to tell you the Chumah, even Lamatim, you're also going to be potus. And that means according to this, we're going to have two arguments. They're arguing above Yud and also below Yud. Now, you could have said that Rabbi Kiva's point isn't, he never holds a Kutta. Nobody holds a Kutta. He holds, if you learn Zerk Mimoshid, so Lamatim Yud is not any worse than the Malam Yud. So the argument both, the Chumash say, well, we don't hold of that. And neither one of us holds a Klutza. So they're arguing only in one point, but they're arguing in both places. And the word says, Upligid the Rav Chilki Yibar Tuvi. This statement of Rabbi Elazar disagrees with the statement of Chilki Yibar Tuvi. Dom Rav Chilki Yibar Tuvi, Feshlosh Adibre Kol Eskayiv. If this item is traveling within three Tvachim of the ground, the Chum also holds Yechayiv. Everybody holds Yechayiv in that case. The Malam Yisar Dibre Kol is Potter. Above 10 Tvachim, even Rikiva holds your Potter. Where are they arguing? If it's Megimel Vayyud, Bonal Mechogs are Rikiva Rabbanan. Above the height of 3 and below the height of 10, that's where Rikiva and the Chumim argue. Tanya Namihachi, Raisa also supports that. If the two Rishuyos Yachid were his, it's not even a Drabonon. It's Mutter. The more we discuss what that means. Let's see Rashi, because the more really goes off into it. Explaining that part of the Braisa, which is the main point of what we were discussing right now.
So you're just saying that the Matmi Gimel is that it's just Moshe.
It's just what?
It's just Moshe. I mean, one way
the matu gimel is like it landed on the ground. Within love, it's like love into the karka. So even you don't hold up klutza k'masha huncha, but with like love is k'masha huncha. So you look at it like it went from Rishus Yochid, landed from Rishus Rabin, then it went from Rishus Rabin to Rishus Yochid afterwards. When you finish Zerkman, right? Shazak Rashi, the fourth line. First, Shahoya, Avodas Levim, Lamalim, so we know the Moshe was above 10 Tvachim. Rishus Yochid, Rishus Yochid, Rishus Rabin, Vamsin, that was like we had in the Mishnah. One Agalah to the other Agalah was Rishus Yochid, Rishus Yochid, above 10 Tvachim. And that we're going to learn out of Chayim. Save the Tony Zurich Potter, Mershak Kai, the Rekalti. So when our mission says, Zurich is Potter, and Mershak Kai, but Zurich Potter, that's referring to the Malam Yud. So everybody agrees to that, according to this, even in Rekiva. But then on the Malam Yud Pligi, Mishum Hachi Pligi, Potter Abundance, the Chum say, you're not a chayiv. The ain kan avrishus rabim. You know, it's not traveling in the rishus rabim. Mizark commercial. Lo yafinan. Rabbi Kiva is yolif. Rabbi Kiva holds you do learn out mizark commercial. The sefer rabbanu tamir loser. The mission says commercial is chayiv. Zark is potter would only be the chachamim according to this. So that's the two ways to learn off the mission. We brought a brayso. Wherever gersina rishus yachid, rishus yachid. Wherever rishus rabim atzma says. We've seen in Bereisha Zark, it doesn't say Zark, it says that they went. He went through. We have Maver. Okay. Some words, if it was a case of that the person was actually being Maver, it's the Orban, we learn out from the Masa Benikahos that you're carrying it above you in the sky. Vela Bezerik, Mari Masnisa, the Bryce Tomlin's case of Zark, he must Nisa, like our Mishnah. Tony Bryce, Atzma, that stresses the word Atzma. So it's stressing he's only chayv because it's in the actual Rosh Hashanah, not above Rosh Hashanah. So it comes out that and came along Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Lozer says the Malam Yud. Sorry, the Yolof of Zerik Mershid. He holds that you do learn out Zerik Mershid according to Bekiva. Upligas Rabbi Chilkiya. Rabbi Lozer is not like Rabbi Chilkiya. The Hod Rabbi Lozer argues on Rabbi Chilkiya. Even though it didn't land, it's like it landed. Within 3 to 10, arguing the halacha of kluta. Above 10 is mishum shus. Shazark mishus soy the rishus chaveru. So he said to Rabbanon, of throwing from one rishus to the other rishus without an error. So the problem over here is not because of the fact that there's a rabbi in the middle. Even if it's right next door to him, it's also you can't transfer from one personal rishus to a different personal rishus unless there's an eruv chateris. So that's the problem over here. Well, but normally, to one set of rishus rabbi and to another set of rishus rabbi, you can't have an eruv. So we can assume that the house on this side and the house on that side were not within the same Rubach HaTzeris. And that being so, so that there's going to be that issue. Well, how you stay in the Rishuyas Shaloi, Motel HaChila, but if they both belong to him, it's on the eighth. Okay. So that's what the Bryson said. So we're not worried about the fact that it's traveling in the Malkin Patur, above the Yudas in Malkin Patur. We're not worried about the fact that it's traveling above the Shizarab. Not even the Rabban. The word says, Amr Mar, Yimhoi Rishir Shalai is Mutter, Lema Tabi Tiyuv to the Rav, Achor this is the Kashan Rav, Domer Ditmar, Shnei Batim, Mishnei Tidim Shizarab. You have two houses on the Tudor inside of Shizarab. They both belong to him, so there's no problem of Rabbi Baravuna Omer Rab also Lizik Mizelaze. You can't throw from one to the other because it might drop into the Shazarab. Shmuel Omer Mutter Lizik Mizelaze. So Shmuel says no. It's traveling above in the airspace above the Shazarab. You have no intent that it should fall in the Shazarab. That's not what you want to do. So even if it falls, you're not going to be chayiv because it was no melechas machshavas. If he wants to throw it from here to there, so even if it drops there, he's not chayiv. So what's the gzeira? What should be gozer? So he holds it's mut. So this b'raisa supports Shmuel. The Mor says no. Velav miu kimna, didn't we explain that the case over there where they were arguing, Ahiik going to midlichad matatichad, is him the nafal v'osulasuye. What Ra was worried about is a case where it might fall in, and his there wasn't that you that he'll be chayyeh for falling, but once it's there, he might go pick it up and carry it from Mishas Rabban to Mishas Yachid. So that was somewhat a specific case where the houses were such that it wasn't so easy to get it right. The throwing wasn't easy. But the throw from one Mishas Yachid, the Mishas Yachid, that was easy. Even Rab wasn't going, so it might fall in the middle and come to carry it. And that's what the Bryce is talking about. The case, so midly, one was higher, one was lower. Rashi explains the case a little bit. Let's see Rashi. Also, this means Elazar. Afilu hein shaloi, even though they both belong to him. Dimi shaloi means the shachaver, lo havi shar shmul. Obviously, if it was two different houses, there wasn't an eruv chateris, so shmul would not say that it's mutter. So Maran says, Lamei Kimna Be'er Erevin, the more an Erevin explains that the case of Rav, which says that it's also is a case of the Midlichad and Masatichad. One is lifted up and one is lowered down. So not only are they going across Mishnah Rabbim to cross Mishnah Rabbim, but they're also going from higher to lower. So that you have to have a little bit of Imun Yadayim, you have to have a little bit of expertise. Or vice versa. So Tarba, so he's focusing on that. Dimulazarik alagagan. They were afraid that he might not get it onto the roof. And so he's so focused on getting it right, you know, getting it high enough to go over the top of the roof, or vice versa. So he won't be focusing on the fact that it's Shabbos and he shouldn't carry it. So he might he'll drop it and it'll come to carry it. Rashi expresses the b'hochi nochet vosir suyei. He might come to carry it. The ilum yishum the filish shes ram like a chiyav chatas. Just dropping shes ram, it's nothing. The misasik away till it saw. When he's coming, this is lizak shes ram. That b'chal wasn't the malacha. It's not what he wanted to do. So that's not our problem. Okay. Fine. Back in the Gemara, Amalei Rav Chista the Rav Hamnuna, Vamrlo Rav Hamnuna the Rav Chista. So one asked the other, Menoha Milsa the Amar Rabbanon Kopachas Migimel Kolavid Dami. This concept of called Lavid, where does it come from? So Amalei. So apparently he was asking in the context of what we said before that the below three everybody agrees it's Chayiv. It's like it landed on the ground because it's like lavud. Amalei, so the one who's asked responded and said the fishi e efshar law the Mishnah Rabbim shetilaket b'malaket uber hitni. Mishnah Rabbim can't be planed with the carpenter's plane to make it smooth. There's little bumps and crevices. So it's logic would dictate within a certain height it's still called the area of the Mishnah Rabbim, because it's not ever going to be perfectly flat. The Mor says, we know Lovet stops at up to three Tvachim, the non-inclusive. Why? Where do we get this number three from? How do we know in Svara that three is the cutoff point and three already is too high? At further one. Furthermore, Vasu, Hodet Nan learns a Mishnah in Erevin. Hamashal shel defanas min lamala lamata. A person is layering, he's making a wall, and he started the wall from higher up, it's at his poles, and he's putting the wall from higher up going down. Psula, if the wall does not reach within three tvachim of the ground, it's not a good wall. But if it goes below three tvachim, it reaches within three tvachim of the ground, it's kshar, that's a good wall. So, I mean, that's nothing to do with Mishnah Rabbim having higher and lower. You're making a wall. So, there's a din lavud over there also. If it's within three tvachim of the ground, it's like it reaches the ground. Where does that come from? Some more answers. Hasam hanu taima. the problem with a you have a wall, and for the argument's sake, the wall is 10 tefachim high. But the problem is it's 3 tefachim off the ground. So the problem over there is because it's a mechitza which the little kids can break through. So that's not called a mechitza. The Gemara says the mechitza which the animals can be passing under doesn't function as a mechitza because it doesn't keep things out. We had it in Sukkah, yes. Good. So the Gemara says, but below 3, the Gemara assumes that it's low enough that a gedi can't make his way under it, and therefore it's considered a mechitza. That's the logic over there. The Gemara says, 1 second. Tenach lamata. That'll explain why you have to have your wall reaches within 3 tefachim of the ground. That's good enough. But lamala ma'ika lamema. But we know there's a concept of love going up.
Rashi gives a few examples
of where the lubud works on the top part of the mechitza to the schach, or within lubud out to the schach 3 tefachim. So what about that? Some verses we're forced to say elo kol pachos mishlosha to lubud dami hilchasa gemiri lo. So the din of lubud is a lachol mashi misina. This concept of love a dummy, the Rishus Shana Gabor Gimel Bottle is Rishus Rab, and something which is not is 3 Tvachim high is all part of Rishus Rab. She has a little hillock.
Right, it's the first parak.
Within 3 Tvachim, it's not considered, it's still considered part of Rishus Rab. So Rabbi Svori, it's a Svori. Fishi Yevsher LaHachlik B'Shurabim Migavshushes. You can't smooth out the Shurabim from any little hillocks. Kilo Nilkutsu B'Malakit written as if it had been plain of Balaz. So it seems in Malakit and Rehitni. V'Hein B'Shnei Gavni Kelim Shal Eitz. It was sort of a types of Kelim made out of wood. Barzal Chad Notz B'Socher with a. Piece of metal in the middle, piece of iron in the middle. You would smooth out the face of the boards.
So therefore, if you can't do that,
so this little hillock is part of Shazarab. So you said, "Amar imi sora filo gimel nami." So why do you draw the line at 3? I tell you, my shir always stresses, always presents the argument to me that even the mitzvahs which are sichlius, but the shiurim are not sichlius. How do you? Where do you draw the shir? The shir is a kazayas, and that's whatever kibaya, kagurgas, and those. The shiurim are. You have to drink revias of wine, so you understand the idea of wine, but why revias? Those are lochem moshe mesinai. Michelle shall mask larig definitely a sukkah. Person starts weaving the walls of the sukkah. Be'orev, the orev things going across. So you have your poles and you start weaving across with some type of item. Klapim mala from above. Michelle shall is lowering it. Bo klapim mala, it's going down. Michelle shall is merit, it's going down. If it meets the ground within 3, it's kosher. I mean, loved kamisha nichvav aleihen v'nishmu ad lamata. As if it continued on down to the bottom. Hachalot time and tzitzilaket. Who you can't apply the concept of the idea of flattening out the ground. That's not the issue. So nearly the Hagasin and Ma'ikalamimar. Rashi also the Gemara's question, you said the gifts of the words Ma'ikalamimar. If you look at the Bach, the Gemara in space,
he has
it Ma'ikalamimar. So Gemara answers, Hashem Shem Dahabla Mechitza Shagadim Boykin Bo, Apachat Mishlashal Lekha Bikiyas Kadim. So you have to have Mechitza, and if it's the space is less than 3 inches, it's still called a mechitza. The Torah says tenach lamala mikra. Remember, if it's going up, what's going to happen over there? Lamala hechad the min love of lamala. When you have the love of lamala, for example, the kama duchtin, you say you got mekiv and gimel chaval of the erev. So you want to make a wall. So you put your first rope within 3 tefachim of the ground. Your second next rope within 3 tefachim of that. So we're discussing over there this idea that there's a din lavan between the rope number one and number two. Well, that has nothing to do with the gediyim. So if you start the schach 3 tefachim or away from the wall, it's not good. You start the schach, even though there's a little bit of a gap, as long as it's within 3 tefachim of the wall, it's okay. It's not, that doesn't apply. The concept of the Bekiyas Gedim over there, so more says the Halacha Moshe Misyanai.
If you don't say it's Halacha Moshe Misyanai, would you have a problem with the anyway? Because it's true with saying that the D, but then there's a small amount.
The Gemara actually discusses that. You know, what type of animals that we bother, it would be considered significant enough that would bother us from coming into the Mekiyas. So, I mean, that would be. Can you have. What?
It's somewhat arbitrary. They cut off which animals, yes, which animals no.
Probably. I mean. Okay. Let's hold it here.